different and rather peculiar topic. I think we called it how to deal with disagreements.
上个星期呢，我们特别的专门针对一些怎么样处理不同的意见这样的一个主题。
There were problems in Corinth, and Paul wrote to correct the Corinthians, but they didn't always agree with him.
当时在哥林多教会呢出现了一些问题，使徒保罗写了一些信息纠正他们，但是哥林多人并不总是同意保罗的想法。
And frankly, they didn't want to agree with him.
所以坦率地说呢，他们根本就不想同意他的观点。
So he had the responsibility of correcting them when they were wrong, but correcting them in a way that they would end up being corrected, that they would take the instruction that he gave them.
所以呢，他们呢，因为他们做错了，他们需要保罗必须去纠正他们，所以呢，在纠正他们的过程中，他们也接受了他们的意见。
And so we went over the instructions of Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, sort of one line at a time, trying to see what he was doing, how he went about trying to make sure that they were correct.
所以呢，这个呢，我们在这个哥林多后书第十章里要讲到呢，一节一节的读，我们就要发现保罗是怎样去纠正他们，他们是不是被纠正过来了。
And I thought that that was going pretty well.
我认为呢，那个他那个应该很顺利。
But then I had a dream last night.
然后呢，昨天晚上我做了个梦。
And I don't really think that dreams are terribly significant, but the dream I had last night is at least interesting in this context.
因为我不认为那个梦有多大的多重要，但是呢，我认为昨天晚上我做的那个梦是很有趣的。
In my dream, I was disagreeing with somebody. We had a disagreement.
所以呢，在我的梦里，我和一个人有分歧。
And I was trying to make sure that the other person was doing what was correct.
我在确保另外一个人呢，他做的事情是正确的。
And I proceeded in a very, very bad way.
所以呢，他开始呢一个非常非常错误的方式。
And I did it so bad that I'm not even going to tell you what I did. That's how bad it was.
他做的如此的糟糕，甚至他都不想告诉你们有多糟糕。
And so when I did it, I realized that that is something that I could do in reality. And I said, Harold, that's a warning to you. You don't always do it right.
所以呢，当他意识到他在真实的生活中呢，他可能那样去做，所以呢，他把那当成一个警示。说呢 ，Harold， 你在生活中可能会像那样去做。
So then, having done that, I prayed and I said, Lord, I'm not going to ask you to forgive me what I did in my dream because I didn't do it, but I can pray that you will keep me from doing something like that in reality.
所以呢，当时呢，他就说呢，主啊，我不能请求你饶恕我。因为我在梦里的那个事儿，我其实是没有做，但是我要祷告的是呢，您在让我在真实的生活中不要那么去做。
And so I'm praying that the Lord will help me do these things right. I want to be able to encourage people to do what is right. I don't want to do it in the wrong way. I want to do it in the right way.
所以他说呢，要请主来帮助他在生活中用正确的方式去做，他要有一种鼓励人的方式去做，而不想去用一个错误的方式去做这件事。
So I thought what I would do is go back to where we started last week, and we'll just give you line after line instructions as to how to correct people, how to deal with disagreements in the right way. Many different things to remember.
因为我要回到上一星期我们停到的地方，然后开始一条一条的去讲，然后要告诉大家怎么样去纠正别人，用一个正确的方式去处理分歧。
So in the first verse of chapter 1, he says, I'm going to appeal to you in the meekness and gentleness of Christ.
因为在那个第一哥林多后书十章的第一节里，我保罗就是与你们见面的时候是谦卑的，不在你们那里的时候像你们是勇敢的。Now
in my dream last night, I was neither meek nor gentle.
所以呢，他在昨天的梦里，他并不温柔，也不没有和平的平安。And
then in verses 1 and 2, he says, I appeal to you and I beg you.
所以呢，在那个第一节和第二节里呢，说我呢，求你也劝你们。
So he wasn't commanding them, he was asking them. He was encouraging them.
他并没有命令他们，而是去请求他们，去鼓励他们。
And then in verses 2 and 3 and 4, he basically says that I'm not going to be correcting you as the world would. Don't want to do it in a worldly way or in the way of the flesh. I want to do it in God's way.
因为在第二节到第四节里说呢，我们基本上是说我要纠正你们，不是用世界的和属血气的方式，我要用神的方式来纠正你们。
Okay, when you get down to verse 5, you realize that it says we demolish arguments, and we demolish every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ.
所以在第五节里说，将各样的计谋、各样的拦阻、人认识神的那些自高之事一概攻破了，又将人所有的心意夺回，使他们都顺服基督。
Usually, people only care about what happens on the outside. They say, I just want somebody to obey, to follow the rules on the outside. Paul says, no, no, no. It's what's on the inside that's important. And I'm going to appeal to the inside, not just outward behavior.
顺服是不是去做，然后呢，保罗说不是这样的，我关心的是内心的臣服和顺服。Paul
is saying, I want your behavior to be such that every thought in your mind is subject to Christ.
所以呢，保罗说我要你们做的是在你们大脑里的每一个思维都是要顺服基督的。
So that's a very, very high and important objective, and it isn't going to be accomplished just because people correct one another in a fleshly manner.
这是一个很高的一个很重要的目标。如果你用属世的方式去处理的话，它是不会达到这个目标的。
And then verse 6 says, we will be ready to punish every act of disobedience. And that means that not only do we want obedience for the future, but we want such strong obedience that you will punish all the disobedience from the past.
实际上呢，第六节说呢，我们已经预备好了。
So Paul is saying, I'm correcting you, Corinthians, but I'm correcting you in such a way that I want you to be taking action against what you did in the past.
所以保罗说呢，我要纠正你们，就是你们呢实际上有这样一个方式，你们要开始采取行动应对你们在过去的做的那些不顺服的事儿。
In verse 7, he says, you are looking only on the surface of things.
所以呢，第七节呢，他们说，你们只是看眼前的吗？
Okay, and that's not the way we relate one to another. We want our hearts to be together. We want our hearts to be right with the Lord, not just our outward appearance.
所以呢，这不是我们要做的一个方式。我们要做的方式呢，是要我们的内心啊，是顺服主耶稣基督，而不是只是外表上的顺服。
And then when you get to the rest of verse 7, it says, if anyone is confident that he belongs to Christ, he should remember again that we also belong to Christ.
所以呢，第七节后面继续说，倘若有人自信是属基督的，他要再想想，他如何属基督，我们也是如何属基督的。
So we've got to respect one another when we are trying to resolve our disagreements, or when we're correcting one another, we must remember that just as one of us is a servant of Jesus Christ, so by the grace of God is the other one a servant of Jesus Christ.
所以当我们尝试着去纠正别人的时候，或者说我们尝试着去解决我们之间的分歧的时候，我们要仔细想一想，我不仅是我们要互相尊重，不仅是说我们自己是属基督，在另外一方他们也是属基督的。
And then in verses 8 down through 11, there's many words there, but basically Paul is saying this is an important matter and we are going to deal with it.
所以呢，在八节到这十节呢，有很多字在里面，很多词在里面，但是呢，基本上是说呢，这是一些非常重要的事情，我们要去应对。
Most often, disagreements are such that people say, we just won't bother dealing with it, we'll walk away from it.
所以经常呢，那些分歧呢，大家说呢，我们不要管它，我们只是说当它没发生过。
Some people say, I don't know how to deal with it. Often in a family, the father, the mother says, I don't know how to control the child, so I'm just going to say nothing.
所以呢，在家庭里通常呢，我们不知道怎么去应对家里出现的问题，就像父亲说，我不知道怎么去控制那个孩子，所以我就什么都不说。
And Paul is saying here, I'm not going to walk away from it. There's a problem. We've got to deal with that problem. And if we don't deal with it by letter, I will deal with it when I come to you. But we are going to deal with this important matter.
所以呢，保罗说呢，你们那里是有问题，我要面对这样的一个问题，我要去应对你们这样的问题。就算我给写信给你们去解决目前的问题，就是这个问题解决不了，当我来的时候，我还是要面对这个问题去帮你们解决。
So there was a particular problem that I heard about in a church, and I sort of wondered how that problem should be solved.
所以呢，在教会里，一个教会里出现了一个问题，一个特别的问题，我都不知道怎么去应对那个问题，怎么去解决。
I was talking to a friend from another church, and I said to him, how do you solve that problem in your church?
所以呢，他就跟他的一个朋友，在另外一个教会的朋友说，如果在你们教会出现这样问题，你们怎么去解决？
He said, we don't.
他说我们不解决。
I said, don't you do anything about it?
你
He said, no.
他说你不做任何事情吗？他说不做。
I said, but the Bible says that's a big problem. You got to deal with it. He said, I know, but nobody in our church is prepared to deal with it.
他说，我就跟他说呢，你不能这样。圣经说这个问题是很严重的，你要去应对。他说，我们不去应对，因为我们教会里没有人准备去解决这个问题。
That's often true in a business as well.
这在生意场上通常也是。
And, I was in a business many years ago, and one particular man was a, he abused his expense account very unwisely.
所以呢这个很多年前他还在做生意的时候呢他碰到一个人他就是滥用了他的那个花费的那个账户。
He was charging the company for all kinds of expenses that were not wise and right.
所以呢他把那个公司的所有的那些费用呢都没有用一个合理的方式聪明的方式去使用。
Finally, the company brought in a new manager who was prepared to deal with it.
所以呢最后呢那个公司不得不找一个新的人来去来解决面对这样的一些问题。
And there was a lot of unhappiness until it was corrected.
所以呢他们之间产生了很多不高兴所以直到那个问题被解决了。
In a home, it's often the same. Mommy and daddy often say, we don't know how to deal with this. We're just not going to deal with this situation.
所以在家里通常也是这样的。那个爸爸和妈妈说我们不知道怎么去面对这个问题所以我们就不去做任何事。
All right. So that's, I think that's where we got to last week. That's a long introduction.
因为他认为这就是上个星期我们读到的这是一个很长的一个介绍。
All right. Verse 12.
第十二节。
We do not dare to classify or compare ourselves with some who commend themselves. When they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves with themselves, they are not wise.
第十二节，因为我们不敢将自己和那自见的人同列相比，他们用自己度量自己，用自己比较自己，乃是不通达的。
Very often the response when people are corrected is to say, I'm not that bad. I'm just like somebody else.
所以呢通常呢那个去纠正别人的人他说他自己并没有那么糟糕他是不属于这一类的。
When I was in school, I used to get a grade and the grade was A, B, C, D, E, F. And the A's were better than the B's and the B's were better than the C's and all the way down to the people who got an F, which meant they failed.
所以当他在学校的时候呢他们评论那个成绩的方式就是 A, B, C, D, E, F. 那个 A 呢比 B 好一点 B 比 C 好一点 C 比 D 好一点如果你得到 A 分呢就是说你没有通过。
And so I used to often say, they can't fail everybody in the course. All I've got to do is be a little bit better than the worst guys.
因为他通常说呢他们不可能让每一个人都不及格。我们要做的事情呢就是比其他的那个最差的要好一点。
But that's not the way God grades things.
所以这不是神来给我们打成绩的方式。
Some people say, if God grades on a curve,like the A, B, C, D, E, F curve. If God grades on the curve, I will do all right.
有些人说呢如果神用这个A, B, C, D, E 这样的一个曲线来给人打成绩的话我会都做不好。
But the fact is, God doesn't grade on a curve. He says, Harold, if you want to get into heaven, you've either got to be perfect,or be forgiven. You get your choice. You've got to be perfect or forgiven.
所以神不是这样的方式来对付我们的。他跟 Harold 说 Harold, 如果你一种方式是你变得完美第二种就是你被饶恕。
I could say, but I'm better than Willie. He's the bad boy in the school. I'm better than him.
我跟你说我比那个威廉好一点因为他是学校最坏的孩子我比他稍微好一点。
And God says, no, no, that's not good enough.You're going to be God's son. You've got to be perfect or forgiven.
所以那个神说不是你是神的儿子所以你要变得完美和被饶恕。
One night many years ago, I was standing on the street, and a man who was drunk came up to me, and he said, I would like you to give me some money, please.
所以呢，有很多年前一个晚上，他在街上有一个人喝醉了，跑到他跟前说，你可不可以给我一点钱？
I said to him, I don't think you need money. I think you need to stop drinking. I think you need your sins to be taken away and your sins forgiven.
所以呢，我说呢，你不需要钱，你应该停止酗酒，因为你的罪应该被拿掉，你应该被饶恕你的罪。
He was having a hard time standing up. He was so drunk, but he was standing up.
所以呢，他非常难站稳，他醉到那种程度，但是他还是站在那。
And when I told him he was a sinner and he needed to have his sins forgiven, he turned around, pointed to another man, and he said, I'm not as bad as that man.
所以呢，当他告诉那个人他是个罪人，他的罪需要被饶恕的时候，他转过身去指着另外一个人说，那个人比我坏多了。
And I looked over, and the man he was pointing to was so drunk, he couldn't stand up. He was just lying there at the side of the road.
所以呢，我就看见那个人醉成什么样子呢？他连站都站不住，他就躺在地上。
He says, I'm pretty good, I'm not as bad as he is.
那个人说呢，我很好，我比他，我没有他那么糟糕。
And so very often as you go through life, you will find maybe even yourself saying, well, I know I'm not that good, but I'm not as bad as him.
所以呢，有时候呢，通常呢，在你的生活中呢，你说我没那么好，但是我没那个人那么糟。
So remember the counsel now at the end of verse 12. If we compare ourselves with others, we are not wise. Don't compare yourself to other sinners. Compare yourself to Jesus.
所以呢，这个人，第十二节的那个劝告就是说，你不要拿你自己，去和别人比。你如果拿你自己去和别人比，那是不明智的。你要拿自己去和耶稣比。
And so when the Lord puts his finger on us, we must say, Lord, you're right. I am wrong. We must listen and be corrected.
所以呢，当主耶稣用手指着我们的时候，我们应该说，我们应该去听说主啊，你是对的，我应该被纠正。
And now there's another argument that we've got to follow. It's in verses 13 through 16. I'm going to read it to you. Probably better read it in Chinese and then in English. I'm going to summarize the argument after, but you read it, see what Paul is saying.
今天我们在要把十三节和到第十六节读一下，读完了他会做一个小结，然后你们会看到保罗是怎么做的。我来现在读十三节，哥林多后书十章十三节，我们不愿意分外夸口，只要照神所量给我们的界限够到你们那里。第十四节，我们并非过了自己的界限，好像够不到你们那里，因为我们早到你们那里传了基督的福音。第十五节，我们不仗着别人所劳碌的分外夸口，但指望你们信心增长的时候所量给我们的界限，就可以因着你们更加开展。第十六节，得以将福音传到你们以外的地方，并不是在别人界限之内，急着他现成的事儿夸口。Yeah.
All right, we'll read it in English. We, however, will not boast beyond proper limits, but we will confine our boasting to the field that God has assigned to us, a field that reaches even to you. We're not going too far in our boasting, as would be the case if we had not come to you, for we did not get as far as you with the gospel of Christ. Sorry, for we did get as far as you with the gospel of Christ. Neither do we go beyond our limits by boasting of work done by others. Our hope is that as your faith continues to grow, our area of activity among you will greatly expand so that we can preach the gospel in the regions beyond you. For we do not want to boast about another work already done in another man's territory.
他读的13到16节吧。
All right. So, I find that just a little bit difficult to follow, but I can take out of it this much. The Corinthians were saying, Paul, you're butting into my business. You have no right to tell me what to do.
所以呢，他认为那个呢很难去跟谁去讲的，但是他可以把这一点拿出来，就是说当时的格林多人说呢，跟保罗说你管得太宽了，你没有权利把手伸到我们这里面来。
We have a little expression that we use often in English, which goes like this, mind your own business.
所以呢，我们在英语里就通常有这样一句话，就是说管好你们自己的事。
You don't have any right to tell me what to do, is often said.
通常说呢，你们无权来管我去做什么。
Sometimes a little boy will say to somebody else, you're not my father.
通常呢，一个小男孩会跟另外一个说呢，你不是我爸爸。
And I remember the story about a friend of mine who was leaving the house one evening, and he said to his older son, he said, I want you to make sure that the younger son is in bed by 8 o'clock.
因为我记得一个故事，当一个父亲离开他的家的时候，他跟他家里最长的那个孩子说，你来负责让他们在晚上八点之前都上床睡觉。
And the younger son said, all right, daddy, I'll be in bed by 8 o'clock.
听那个最小的孩子就说呢，好吧，爸爸，我会在八点钟睡觉。
So 8 o'clock came, and the older son said to the younger son, all right, you'd better go to bed now.
所以呢，到了八点钟，那个年龄长大的那个孩子跟小的说，你现在最好上床睡觉。
And the younger said,Daddy's not here. I'm not going to go to bed.
其实那个小的说呢，爸爸不在这里，所以我不会去睡觉。
What he didn't realize was that his father had forgotten something and had to drive back home to get it. And just as he opened the door, he heard his younger son saying, No, I'm not going to bed. Daddy's not here.
所以呢，他没有意识到呢，当他爸爸出去以后呢，他发现他忘了带东西，所以他就把车开回来去取东西。当他开门的时候，正好听见那个小的说，我不去睡觉，因为爸爸不在这里，我不会服从那个命令。
And the father said, oh yes, I am.
然后那个爸爸说，是的，我现在在这里。
Okay, now many people say, you don't have any right to tell me anything.I will do what I want to do. Paul says, no, you Corinthians must do what I say because God sent me to you.
因为很多人说呢，你没有权利来管我做什么事情，我想做什么我就做什么。保罗说不，我是神派我来去告诉你们做什么的，你们必须按照我说的事情去做。
So we have a responsibility one to another, but we also have a responsibility to the messengers that God sends to us.
我们要互相负责，但是我们更要对那个从神来的传递神的信息的那个人负责。
In particular, in this case, Paul was their spiritual father, and they had a responsibility.To listen to him.
特别的呢，在这个地方呢，使徒保罗是他们属灵的父亲，所以他们一定要对保罗负责。
All right. So we'll read verses 17 and 18. It says, But let him who boasts boast in the Lord. For it is not the one who commends himself who is approved, but it is the one whom the Lord commends.
所以第十七节第十八节说但夸口的当指着主夸口因为蒙悦纳的不是自己称许的乃是主所称许的。
So remember in all these circumstances, we are responsible to the Lord, not just to one another, not just to ourselves. We're responsible to the Lord. That's why we respond to correction and we agree with disagreements.
所以呢，这里呢，我们就是讲的呢，我们要对主负责。我们不仅互相要负责，我们不仅对自己要负责。所以当那个，这就是我们对不同的意见，别人纠正的时候，我们要去做出的回应。
So it doesn't matter how good I think I am. What matters is, does the Lord agree with the position that I take?
这个呢，我自己认为是什么样的，我自己认为我有多好，这不重要。这就是说，主认为在我现在的状况下，我应该是什么样子，这才是重要。
All right, verses 1 and 2 now of chapter 11. We're just getting principle after principle after principle of how we are to respond to the requirements for obedience to the Lord and agreement with our brethren.
因为这里呢，马上要读十一章的一二节，这里是一个规律接着一个规律，我们怎么样去顺服我们的主，也是怎么样去在不同的意见时候去尊重其他的弟兄姊妹。
So verses 1 and 2, I hope you will put up with a little of my foolishness, but you're already doing that. I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy.I promised you to one husband, to Christ, so that I might present you as a pure virgin to him.
他刚读的一到二节，哥林多后书十一章的第一节，但愿你们宽容我这一点的愚妄，其实你们原是宽容我的。我为你们起了愤恨，原是神那样的愤恨，因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫。要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。
This is a beautiful picture.
这是一个很美的画面。
Paul says, my objective in coming to you is simply this. I want to present you to the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以使徒保罗说，我的目标其实很简单，我来到你们，我们要把你们交到主耶稣那里。
I want to present you as a gift to the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要把你们当一个礼物交给主耶稣基督。
But what kind of a gift should I be presenting to the Lord Jesus Christ?
但是我要献给主耶稣什么样的一个礼物呢？
Well, if you're going to present a gift to the Lord Jesus Christ,He would want to present the best gift to you, to him, wouldn't you?
所以呢，如果你想献给主耶稣一个礼物，你是不是想把最好的献给主耶稣？是不是
？Many years ago, I don't know. I'll tell you this story in spite of the fact that it isn't that good. But many years ago, I wanted to present a gift to somebody here at the chapel.On behalf of the chapel.
所以呢，他要给大家讲故事，虽然结果并不是他预料的那样。他说，很多年前在这里，这个教堂里，他要代表教堂教会给人一个礼物。
I wanted to present it as a good gift, so I thought if I wrap this gift myself, it's not going to look very good. So I went to a very nice lady in the chapel.And I said to her, excuse me, but would you wrap this for me?
他想把这个礼物很好的给那个人，所以呢，他在想，如果他自己呢包，可能看起来没那么好，所以他找了一个教会，很好的一个姐妹，说，你能不能帮我把这个礼物包一下？
And I'm not sure that she really understood. So anyway, she did wrap it.
我不知道他是不是真的理解我为什么让他包，但是他真的把那个礼物包起来了。
But frankly, she didn't do a very good job.
但是坦率说，他的包的并不好。
So anyway, on behalf of the assembly, I presented this gift to somebody else in this wrapping.
所以我代表教会在这样一个糟糕的包装里把这个礼物给了那个人。
She came up to me afterwards. She said, I am so sorry.
所以呢，那个替她包的那个姐妹就来跟她说，我非常的对不起。
She said, I thought that you gave the package to me to wrap it for you because you were too lazy to wrap it for yourself.
所以呢，那个姐妹说，我认为你让我来包这个礼物是因为你太懒了，你自己不想包，让我来帮你包。
She said, if I known that I was doing it on behalf of the whole assembly, she said, I would have made it a much more beautiful wrapping.
她说如果我一开始就知道我是代表教会来包这个礼物的话，我会把它包得非常漂亮。
And so I said, now Harold, if you ever do that again, you make sure people know why you're asking them to do something.
所以呢，他就 Harold 就跟自己说 ，Harold， 下次如果你要别人帮你做事，你要确保他知道为什么你要他做这件事。
Now the Corinthians probably said, Paul, who do you think you are telling me what to do?
所以呢，当时的哥林多人可能这样说，保罗，你以为你是谁？你来告诉我们怎么去做。
Paul says, I'll tell you why I'm telling you what to do.
所以保罗说，我来告诉你为什么我要告诉你怎么做。
I want to present you as a pure virgin to Jesus Christ.
所以保罗说，我要把你们当成一个完美的童女献给主耶稣。
Oh, I think the Corinthians would say, if that's your objective, Paul, I'm going to listen to you. I'll agree with you. If that's my objective, that I can be for Jesus such a beautiful gift that I would be a pure virgin for him, that's what I want. Paul, if you'll help me, that's what I want to be for Jesus.
因为我想呢，当时跟林德人说，如果这是你的目的，你要把我们当成一个礼物献给主耶稣，那么当成一个贞洁的童女献给保罗，你来帮助我们，准备我们，让我们变得更完美。
Why do we care for one another?
我们为什么要关心其他的人呢？
Well, it's true that we love one another, and we want only the best for one another.
这个是真的，我们互相爱，我们要让每一个人都变得更完美。
But it's far more, we want the best in one another.For Jesus.
所以呢，最终的是我们要互相的完美，我们是为主而做的。
So you can imagine the picture then. It's Judgment Day.
所以你想象这样一个画面，到了审判日。
And we're standing before the Lord in the great presentation hall.
因为我们大家站在一个很大的一个大厅里，站在主耶稣面前。
And the heavenly hosts are there, and the church is assembled, and it's myriads of people. And the Lord Jesus says, Paul, what happened in Corinth?
所以呢，所有的当时的教会都站在那里，天国来的主持人在上面，然后问保罗，主跟保罗说，保罗，在哥林多发生了什么事？
Paul steps forward, following him hundreds of Corinthians.
所以呢，保罗往前走，后面跟着他的是成百的哥林多人。
And he brings them to the Lord Jesus, and he says, Jesus, these are children for you.
所以他把他们带到主耶稣面前说，主耶稣啊，这些都是你们的孩子。
Jesus, I present these to you as a pure virgin bride for you, Jesus.
主耶稣啊，我把他们交给你，就像一个贞洁的童女那样交到您的面前。
That's pretty moving stuff.
这是一个很感人的事情。
Do we care for one another? Yes.
我们互相关心吗？当然是。
Why? Because on Judgment Day, we want to be able to present one another to our Lord Jesus Christ in all the beauty of holiness that he has perfected in them by the grace of God through us.
所以呢，我们在那个 审判的日子，也就是实际上那是领奖的日子。我们要到那个地方去呢，我们要把大家每个人互相交到主面前，也充满了圣洁和完美。
Now he goes on in verse 3, and he says, but I'm afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ.
第三节说，我只怕你们的心或偏于邪，失去那像基督所纯一清洁的心，就像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样。
Is it possible for us to be deceived?
是，我们被诱惑是可能的吗？
Yes. Would it be possible for us to miss the high calling of God in Christ Jesus?
所以呢，当然是的，我们是会被诱惑，是我们啊，我们有可能就是说我们失去了主耶，神在主耶稣里啊，呼召我们的那样的事吗？
And so Paul says, Corinthians, I'm concerned. I don't want you to be deceived just as Eve was deceived.
所以使徒保罗说，哥林多人，我不想你们被诱惑，就像夏娃被蛇诱惑一样。
Is the serpent any less cunning today?
所以现在，今天的蛇会比那个蛇更好一点吗？不会。
And the serpent would love to deceive us, so that on judgment day, instead of being presented pure and holy, we're presented a terribly flawed people.
所以呢，蛇是呢特别喜欢诱惑我们的，喜欢诱惑我们是让我们在那个审判日的那一天呢，我们不是圣洁的，也不是纯真的，而是一个非常糟糕的状态。
How could it happen that we could become so deceived?
那这个怎么可能发生呢？我们这么容易受诱惑呢？
Verse 4 says, if someone comes to you and preaches a Jesus other than the Jesus we preached, or if you receive a different spirit from the one you received, or a different gospel from the one you accepted, you might put up with it easily enough.
所以第四节是解释了，假如有人来另传一个耶稣，不是我们所传过的，或者你们另受一个灵，不是你们所受过的，或者另得一个福音，不是你们所得过的，你们容让他们也就罢了。
Usually in our day, it is a different gospel that is preached.
所以通常呢，在我们今天呢，有不同的福音在传。
What is the good news?
那福音是什么呢？
The good news is Christ Jesus died for our sins according to the scriptures. He was buried and he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. That's the good news.
所以福音呢，就是按照经上所说，主耶稣为我们而死了啊。主耶稣按照经上所说又为我们埋了，那第三天复活，这就是我们要传讲的福音。
In our day, there is another very popular gospel that is preached.
在我们今天呢，有一个非常普遍的一个他们认为是福音的在传。
It is often called the health and wealth gospel.
通常呢，就被称为是身体健康和财富的这样一个福音。
It basically says, if you become a Christian, you will be healthy.
所以呢，基本上这样说，如果你成为一个基督徒呢，你会变得非常，身体非常健康。
Other people will get sick, but you won't. If you become a Christian, you'll be healthy.
其他的人会生病，但是如果你成为一个基督徒呢，你就不会生病。
And if you become a Christian, you'll be wealthy.
如果你成为一个基督徒呢，你会变得很富有。
Other people will be poor, but you will be wealthy.
其他的人会变得很贫穷，但是你会变得很富有。
Now, of course, there are many examples in the Bible of those who did trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, and they ended up with a healthier body.
所以呢，在圣经里有很多这样的故事，当他们相信主为他们的个人救主的是以后呢，他们的身体会变得非常健康。
And many other people ended up wealthy.
也有其他的一些人最后变得非常富有。
But that's not the gospel. The gospel is that our sins can be forgiven and we can have eternal life.
这个不是福音，福音是说我们的罪会被饶恕，我们有永生。
But what is often appealed to is the fact that since that's important, but what really is important is you need a healthier body and you need more money in your pocket.
他们传的时候这些都不是重要，最重要的是你要有一个健康的身体，你的口袋里有很多钱。
And for many in the world today, this has become another gospel. Not the one of the Bible. It's the emphasis has gone so far away that it is no longer the gospel of God. It is another gospel.
所以呢，这里呢，在从当今世界上，这是另外一种福音。这福音并不是圣经里告诉我们的福音。这些福音走出去，他现在传道的呢，他们传的并不是神的福音。
And did they preach it, therefore another Jesus?
他们同样呢，在传另外一个耶稣。
And so you remember the story in John chapter 6, when the Lord Jesus fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish.
所以大家记得在约翰福音第六章这样一个故事，主耶稣用五饼二鱼喂饱了5000人。
And the people said, this is marvelous. And the next day, they tracked them down at lunchtime.
所以呢，当时的人说这个太好了。第二天呢，在中午吃饭的时候，他们又跟着他了。
And they said, here we are, Jesus. We want a free lunch today, too.
就是主耶稣，我们来了，我们今天也要免费的午餐。
And in John chapter 6, he had to say no. No, you've got it wrong.What you missed the sign. You didn't want me. You just wanted my food.
所以呢，在约翰福音第六章里说，主耶稣说不是，这个是不对的。你们不想要我，你们只想要吃东西。
And so we come to the Savior and we say, Lord Jesus, we love you. We want to serve you. If you give us a good lunch, we'll be happy. If you don't give us a good lunch, we're going to be happy. We're going to serve you anyway.
因为我们来到主耶稣面前说，主耶稣啊，我爱您，我要服侍您。如果您给我很好的午餐，那是非常好的。如果您不给我午餐吃，我也要服侍您。
So we've been reading in 2 Corinthians especially about the difficulties that Paul placed in his life, or that Paul faced in his life.
所以我们在格林多后书里读到的呢，是使徒保罗在他的人生中所面对的一个最困难的时刻。
And I'm just looking back to find it now, and you're going to help me find it. Chapter 6. You just might want to turn back now to chapter 6. People, go ahead.
2 Corinthians chapter 6.
Now, there is in the world today what is called the health and wealth gospel. If you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you will be healthy. If you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you will be wealthy. Is that the true gospel?
所以呢，在当今世界上有一种福音称为健康和富有福音。如果你相信呢，主耶稣，你会变得健康和富有。在这里，这个是正确的吗
？So I'm going to read to you these verses. You tell me whether Paul believed in the health and wealth gospel.
所以呢，我要给大家读这几段经文，你来告诉我，那个保罗是不是相信这个是富有和健康的？
2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 4. Rather, as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, in great endurance, in troubles, in hardships and distresses, in beatings, imprisonments and riots, in hard work, sleepless nights and hunger, in purity, understanding, patience, and kindness, in the Spirit, in the Holy Spirit, and in sincere love, in truthful speech, and in the power of God, with weapons of righteousness in the right hand and in the left, through glory and dishonor, by bad report and good report, genuine yet regarded as impostors, known yet regarded as unknown, dying and yet we live, beaten and yet not killed, sorrowful yet always rejoicing, poor yet making many rich, having nothing and yet possessing everything.
第四到第十节，我跟大家分享，反倒在各样的事迹上表明自己是神的用人，就如在许多的忍耐患难、贫乏、苦困、困苦、鞭打、监禁、扰乱、勤劳、警醒、不时、廉洁、知识、恒忍、恩慈、圣灵的感化、无伪的爱心、真实的道理、神的大能、仁义的兵器，在左在右，荣耀、羞辱、恶名、美名，似乎是诱人的，却是诚实的。似乎不为人所知，却是人所共知的；似乎要死却活着的；似乎受责罚，却是不致丧命的；似乎忧愁，却是常常快乐的；似乎贫穷，却是叫许多人富足的；似乎一无所有，却是样样都有的。
Did Paul live the health and wealth gospel?
所以保罗他相信那个健康和富有的那个福音吗?
No, something's wrong there. He didn't live it. And if he didn't live it, it would be because it isn't true.
所以呢,这答案是不对的。保罗并没有过上那样一个生活。他的这样的讲的呢,健康和富有的福音是不对的。
So back to 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
所以我们回到格林德后书的第十一章。
And in verse 4, Paul says, if someone comes to you and preaches another gospel, you probably would believe it.
所以呢，这里基本上是讲的，如果有一个人来给你传另外一个福音，福音你最好不要信。
So the question is, why would they believe another gospel?
所以呢，刚才翻错，他说如果人跟你传为另外一个福音，你们可能会相信，但是为什么他们会去相信另外一个福音呢？
They would believe another gospel because they didn't want to do what the true gospel says they should do.
所以呢，他们相信另外一个福音呢，是因为他们不想相信那个真的福音告诉他们要他们应该去做的事，他们不想去做。
Often I find people in the Christian life.Who don't agree with the Bible the way I do.
通常呢我发现一些基督徒呢他们并不同意圣经里的我同意的那些想法。
And when I analyze what they believe, I end up saying they are clearly wrong. Their theology is wrong. Their doctrine is wrong.
所以呢当我分析了他们的那些观点以后呢我说他们完全是错误的。他们从神学的方面说是错误，从教义方面他们也是错误，他们完全是错误。
And then I say, why is their doctrine wrong? Why is their theology wrong?
所以我说呢，为什么他们的教义是错的呢？为什么他们的神学是错的呢？
And it's because their practice is wrong.
因为他们在实践过程中是错的。
Bad theology.Follows bad behavior.
所以呢，那个不好的神学观点带来不好的行为。
The Corinthians had bad behavior, and therefore Paul says, because of your bad behavior, you're ready to believe another gospel to justify your bad behavior.
所以呢，他说呢，当时格林多的人呢，他们的行为不端，他们不好。所以这样的行为导致了他们可能去相信另外一个福音来支持他现在的不好的行为。
You find that with the great philosophers in the world.
你从这里可以在当今世界最好的哲学家那里也能找到这样的理论。
Philosophy is the study of the wisdom of life.
所以呢，哲学呢是研究生活中的智慧。
And most people have bad philosophy because the philosophers spend all their time trying to think of why their sin is right.
所以呢，很多人呢有很多很糟糕的人生哲学，是因为有很糟糕的哲学家告诉他们为什么他们的罪是对的。
They reject God, and then they think and they try to come up with a reason why they're right, even though they do sin.
所以呢，他们拒绝神，然后呢，他们要想方设法，证明他们拒绝神是对的，为什么他们要活在罪里。
So what you've got here then is that people say, I don't want to be presented as a pure virgin to Jesus Christ. That's verse 2. Then verse 3, they end up with being deceived, and in verse 4, they end up believing another gospel.
所以到第三节呢，他们被诱惑了，诱惑了到第四节呢，他们就相信了另外一种福音。
Bad behavior leads to bad theology.
所以呢，坏的行为呢，带来了坏的神学观点。
So very often then, if you want to find out what is right or wrong with something that's new, you go back to the one who's the founder. You look at the founder and you say, is this man godly or is he not? And if he's a bad man, he's going to have a bad theology.
所以呢，当你新出现一个东西，你怎么去知道它是正确的还是错误的呢？你回去找到那个发起这个的人。如果呢，发起的这个人，发明的这个人，他不是属神的，他的那个神学观点一定是错误。
Now in verse 5, he says, But I do not think I am in the least inferior to those super apostles.
现在在第五节说，但我想，我一点不在那些最大的使徒之下。
And I'm not sure precisely what he's saying there, but probably two things.
他不确定到底准确的他在这里想说什么，但是起码说明了两件事。
Number one, I think he's saying that just as Peter and John and James were apostles, so he was an apostle, and people therefore are responsible to be listening to him.
所以呢，他说那些像彼得、约翰、雅各，他们是当时的大使徒，所以他跟他们一样，所以必须那些人要听这些大使徒的。
It's very humbling to realize that God has spoken to you through one of His greatest apostles.
所以呢，这是一个非常谦卑的，但是呢，神跟你讲话，通过他的一个大使徒来给你讲。
And so you can imagine on Judgment Day, the Lord saying to one of the Corinthians, Did you believe the Apostle Paul?
所以呢，你去想象一下，在那个审判日的时候，主耶稣跟那个哥林多人说，你们信保罗吗？
And they would say, oh no, we didn't really listen to him. He was a bit of a funny guy.
所以他们说没有，我们并没有听保罗的，保罗是一个很好笑的人。
And God says, I sent to you the greatest of my servants, and you rejected him.
所以神就会跟他们说，我把我最大的那个仆人送给你，最伟大仆人送给你，你们却不听他。
And so I think Paul is saying here, listen, don't reject what I'm saying to you. I'm not an ordinary person.God has sent me to you. You must not reject what I say.
意思保罗在这里基本上是说呢，你不要拒绝我，我是神派来给你们的，你们最好不要听我的。
And I find this very humbling because in my experience, down through life, God has sent to us at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel,some of his most outstanding servants.
所以呢，我感到 非常高兴的是，在过去的很多年来，神把他的一些最杰出的、最伟大的仆人都派到了我们十六节教会来。
And so I often have to say, Lord, I apologize because, you have sent me these outstanding men of God. Surely I should be a better man today than I am. You sent me the very finest of your servants.
因为我经常说呢，啊，神呢，我要向您抱歉，因为您把您最好的、最杰出的仆人都送到来，但是我没有说我应该好的那么好。
But it could also be that he is saying that those who are trying to lead the Corinthians astray are calling themselves apostles.
所以呢，这里基本上也是讲的那些领导当时哥林多人的那些使徒，他们认为他们是最好的、最伟大的使徒。
And Paul is having to say, listen,Don't necessarily listen to them. I have been sent from God, and they are telling you, often they're telling you lies. They will say that they are apostles, but they're not.
所以保罗说你们不要听他的，我是由神直接派来的。他们告诉你的是错误，他们撒谎，他们说他们是那些大使徒，但其实上他们不是使徒。
And then he says in verse 6, he says, I may not be a trained speaker, but I do have knowledge. We have made this perfectly clear to you in every way.
第六节说我的言语虽然粗俗，我的知识却不粗俗。这是我们在凡事上向你们众人显明出来的。
Remember that the foundation of God is built on the knowledge of the word of God.
你知道神的根基是建立在神的话的上面，对神的知识的根基。
Remember, therefore, that God always works through the mind.
所以大家记得神通常是通过你的思维来工作的。
So can I give you the picture?
所以我给你一个画面。
All right, the picture starts like this.The facts are facts. They affect the mind.
所以呢，这个画面是这样的。这个事实呢，存在的事实呢，它影响到你的思维。
The facts convince the mind, which prompts the heart.
所以呢，那个事实呢，说服到你的思维，然后就流到你的心里。
The facts convince the mind,To prompt the heart to right action.
所以呢，这个事实呢，说服了那个思维，然后呢，流到心里去做正确的事。
Okay, the facts convince the mind to prompt the heart to the right action, so you have good feelings.
所以呢，那个事实说服了你的思维去提升你的心。走到正确的方向上去。
That's God's way.
这是神的方式。
What's the devil's way?
那恶魔的方式是什么呢？
Well, the devil's way is try it and see if it feels good.
所以那个恶魔说呢，你试一下，可能感觉很好。
If it feels good, then it will affect your heart.
如果你感觉好，那么你的内心呢就会受到影响。
I better rephrase that. If it feels good, you'll want to do it.
给他重新说一下，如果是你感觉好，你就想去做。
If you do it enough, you'll learn to love it.
所以呢，你做的足够多的时候，你开始喜欢上了。
And it will convince the heart.
然后就说服了你的内心。
If you love it and it feels good and you do it, that will prompt your mind to say it must be right.
所以呢，如果你感觉好，你感觉好，你心里觉得好，你就去做了，然后那个呢，就提醒了你的思维说呢，这可能是对的。
And your mind will want it and your mind will justify it, because your heart likes it, because when you do it, it feels good.
那个思维呢, 他就会受到提示, 他就会做出判断, 说你的心爱, 你就去做, 你感觉好。
But what about the facts?
那事实在哪里?
Oh, the devil says, don't worry about the facts.
那个恶魔说, 不要去管事实。
And so you get all kinds of falsehood in the world today, in the spiritual world, in the world all around. Facts are no longer terribly important. Our society is redefining truth.
所以呢,这个呢,你在这个世界和在属灵的世界都得到了一个错误的一个教导,就是说呢,事实不重要,我们的现在的工作是重新定义真理。
So God says you can go either way. You can start God's way. Take the facts. God, remember, invented science. He developed science. You start with the facts and you work all the way down to a heart that follows him. And by the grace of God, it'll help in feelings. Or you can go the other way.
你的第一个方式呢，神说呢，你可以，用这种方式，基于事实的，你就算是科学上，因为科学也是神告诉我们的。然后你通过这种方式延续下来，你就会走到这个方向。What
happened in the Garden of Eden?
那在伊甸园里发生了什么呢？
The devil says, if you eat it, you'll like it.
那个恶魔说呢，你吃了你就会喜欢上。
The whole thing came crashing down.
所有的事情都已经破碎了。Now
Paul says to the Corinthians, there's one thing that I am giving you, verse number 6. I am giving you knowledge. I'm starting with the facts.
因为保罗说呢,当时哥林多人说呢,我要给你一件东西。 就是在第六节就讲到，所有的都是从事实开始的。And
on Judgment Day, this is what is going to judge us. God will start with the facts. Here's the word of God. These are the facts. What did you do with it?
所以呢，在审判日呢，神怎么去审判呢？他是按照圣经，这就是神的话。他按照这个东西来审判你，然后你在这方面你是怎么做的？
All right. Well, those are lots of thoughts and lots of comments. I'm just wondering if there are questions now on the various things we've been talking about. All to help us understand how to relate to one another, how to obey, how to respond to people who would correct us because we need correction.
东西和一些评论，我就知道大家有没有问题。有没有问题是我们怎样啊去互相的去回应。当我们之间有别人来纠正我们的时候，我们怎么用一种方式去回应那种被纠正
？Any questions？
有没有问题？
Very good. I'm not sure what all that means. I am happy that I don't have questions I can't answer, but it's always happy to have questions, even if answers may be hard.
所以呢，他说呢，他不知道大家这个沉默是什么意思。反正就是说，在这个时候没有问题，对他来说呢，通常的问题阶段他。
All right, let's go on now to verse number seven. Was it a sin for me to lower myself in order to elevate you by preaching the gospel of God to you free of charge? I robbed other churches by receiving support from them so as to serve you. And when I was with you and needed something, I was not a burden to anyone. For the brothers who came from Macedonia supplied what I needed. I have kept myself from being a burden to you in any way and will continue to do so.
第七节说，我因为白白传神的福音给你们，就自居卑微，叫你们升高。这算是我犯罪了吗？我亏负了别的教会，向他们起了工价来给你们效力。我在你们那里缺乏的时候，并没有累着你们一个人，因为我所缺乏的是从马其顿来的弟兄都补足了的。我向来凡事谨守，后来也必谨守，总不至于累着你们。
All right, so the question here is, why were they dismissing Paul?
所以呢，问题是这里呢，为什么他们what's the dismissing?
Dismissing means not paying attention to him, not responding to him.
他们为什么不去回应保罗呢？
And the reason is, they said, Paul, you're not doing things the way you should. We would listen to you if you were right. But frankly, Paul, you're wrong.
因为他们说呢，我们并不是说你不是说你该做的那种方式的去做。如果你说的是正确的，我们会听，但是你说的是不对的，所以我们不听你的。
Paul said, and what did I do that was wrong?
对保罗说，我做错了什么呢？
They said, well, we wanted to give you money and you wouldn't take it.
所以呢，他们说呢，我想给你们 wouldn't.
Would not take it.
Okay. 那我们不会给你钱，你也不会拿。
And Paul says, what? You're going to not listen to me because I wouldn't take the money when you offered it to me?
所以呢，保罗说什么？因为你给我钱，我没收，所以你不听我的话吗
？No, they said, Paul, you weren't. That wasn't very kind. You should have respected us more. You should have taken our money.
所以呢，他们说这样，保罗，你这样太不友好了。当我们给你钱的时候，你不尊重我们，你应该把我们的钱拿着。
Okay, now if that was a problem, do you think that anybody is perfect?
所以你认为如果连的都是一个问题，那么有谁还是完美的呢？
Okay, I could say I only like the color purple. And I saw you the other day and you weren't wearing purple and therefore I'm not going to like you anymore.
所以呢，我说呢，我最喜欢的是紫色。如果那个有一天呢，我看见你没有穿着紫色的衣服，我就不再喜欢你了。
You would say, Harold, that's foolishness.
这你会说 ，Harold， 你这太愚蠢了。
Imagine saying, Paul, you're wrong because when I wanted to give you $20, you wouldn't take it.
所以你想象一下，如果说我给保罗20块钱，他不收，他就是错了。
Now, Paul can say honestly.Here's a good reason why I didn't take your money.
所以保罗说呢，这里是一个原因，为什么我不收你们的钱。
But it's true in life, many people reject others because they found something about them that was not perfect.
所以呢，通常呢，有些人他拒绝别人呢，是因为他们发现了在那个人身上有不完美的地方。
They came to the Lord Jesus one day, didn't they? With a woman who was taken in adultery.
所以呢，他们来到主耶稣面前，带来了一个在行淫的时候被捉住的妇女。
And they said, Moses says in the law she should be stoned. What do you say?
所以他们说呢，摩西的律法说呢，这个妇女应该被判以实刑，你怎么想？
And the Lord said, well, let him who is without sin among you cast the first stone.
所以呢，主耶稣就说呢，你们中间如果谁没有罪，扔第一块石头。
And they all turned around and walked away.
他们都转过身去跑了。
Okay, now, when I was a younger man, I had a problem.
当我还是个年轻人的时候，我有一个问题。
Frankly, I still have the problem.
坦率说我现在仍然有那样的问题。
And it goes like this. I said, when I preach, I should make sure that I am a perfect example of everything I say.
所以呢，当我讲道的时候，我应该是一个完美的榜样，是我所讲的每一件事情的一个完美的榜样。
And then I said, Lord, if I have to be a perfect example of everything I say, I'm not going to say very much.
但是我就跟主说，主啊，如果我要让我要做一个我说出来的事情的，我所说的事情的一个完美的榜样，我没有很多话要说。
And I said, Lord, you'll have to help me. I'm going to preach what the Bible says, whether I live it or not. It's still the truth of God.
因为说主啊，我要您呢要来帮助我去讲圣经里所讲的，不管我做得到还是做不到，我要把神的真理讲出来。
And if I don't live it, shame on me. But I've got to preach the truth of God. I can't wait till I'm perfect to speak God's word.
因为如果我做不到，那是我自己的羞耻。我不能等到我完美的时候再去讲神的真理。
Now Paul was far greater than that, and on this accusation he had a reasonable defense. But they said, we won't listen to you because you offended us. Paul, you weren't perfect in our eyes in that matter.
所以保罗眼里我讲的这个要好得多，所以当时呢，格林多人对他的一个借口就是说，保罗你是自己不完美的，所以你讲神的真理我们不会听你的。
Sometimes a little boy says, Daddy, I'm not going to listen to you because you're not perfect. I know what you did, Daddy.
有时候一个小男孩跟他父亲说，我不会听你的，因为你不是完美的，我知道你干过什么。
Little boy has got to say, Daddy, I love you. I'm going to obey you. And I'm going to do everything you tell me to do, even if you don't do it yourself.
所以一个小男孩呢，他应该说呢，父亲呢，我顺服你，我听从你，不管你做什么，不管你自己有没有做到，我都会听你去说。
Is your heart broken about our generation?
你的心为我们现在的这一代感到心碎了吗？
And the answer is yes.
答案是的。
You know what's going on primarily in the United States today?
所以你知道发生了什么，特别是今天在美国发生的事。
There are people who are saying that the forebears in the United States didn't do things perfectly. We'll tear down their statutes. We'll rip their names out of our history books. These are terrible people. They were not perfect.
所以呢，他们说呢，他们的祖先在美国的历史上的祖先做错了事情，我们要把他的雕像给推倒，我们要把他们的名字从历史书上抹去，因为他们当时没有做到正确的事情。
What happened the other day? All manner of things. One of them was that one of the protesters threw a brick at the head of a policeman.
所以呢，发生了什么事情呢？当时一个游行示威的一个人扔了一块砖头，扔到一个警察的头上。
The brick hit the man in the head, may have killed him. I'm not sure what happened.But I do know that the people who threw the brick and those all around him began to cheer and say, what a wonderful thing. That policeman was hit with a brick. And we all say, yippee.
所以呢，当时呢，我不知道发生了什么事情，那块砖头有没有把那个警察打死。所以当时那个人把那块砖头伸到警察头上的时候，那周围的围观的那些社会的人都欢呼起来，说啊，你做了一个正确的事情，你应该把那块砖头扔到警察的头上。
What was the sin of the man who was hit with the brick?
所以那个扔了那个被砸中的那个人，他有什么罪呢？
He was a policeman.
他是个警察。
What a terrible thing.
这是个多么糟糕的事，可怕的。
Is there something wrong with our society?
今天的社会有什么不对吗？
What's your sin, Paul? My sin is that I didn't take enough money from you, Corinthians, and therefore you won't listen to me.
所以呢,保罗,你犯了什么错呢?你的错就是说,你没有从格林多人那里拿钱,所以呢,我们会听你所说的。
Why does Paul go into all this detail?
为什么保罗要讲这些所有的细节呢?
Because there was in the heart of the Corinthians, and there is in the heart of every man and woman, resistance to being corrected, and they will use all manner of terrible, empty excuses to keep from doing what God says they must do.
所以那些当时那些在哥林多人的那些男人女人在他们内心，他们极力的阻挡保罗所传的神的话，这就是他们一个完全空洞的一个借口，不去听神的话的一个借口。
So as we study the Corinthians, we say, Lord, would you please help me? I don't want to be like those Corinthians in those ways. They were good people in other ways, but they resisted the truth of God. I don't want to resist the truth of God in my heart and life, Lord.
所以呢，我们单独在这时候，我们要跟神祷告说：神啊，请您来帮助我，不要像当时的格林多那样的人。他们也许在其他的方面是好人，但是他们 抵挡神的真理，请您帮助我，不要成为那样的人。我们不要去抵挡神。All right,
well, we're going to leave our studies there today, and we'll pick them up again next week, Lord willing. Again, the Lord bless you. Thank you for being here today. We'll pray.
我们今天就大家今天希望我们能够从这里继续开始，我们要为大家互相祷告。我们开始的祷告。Lord,
thank you for being patient with us.
主啊，感谢您对我们的耐心。As
we look at these instructions or guidelines or principles for us to follow in the area of being corrected, Lord, we acknowledge that we don't do a very good job any more than the Corinthians did.
所以呢，主啊，当我们读到这里，意识到这些规律、这些定律、这些怎样，我们当我们去被纠正的时候。 我们意识到我们并没有比格林多人做得更好。Lord,
help us, we pray, to be humble and obedient in heart, that by the grace of God, we might one day be presented to our Lord Jesus Christ as a chaste virgin.
所以呢，主啊，我们请您的帮助我，让我们谦卑下来，在我们内心去顺服，让我们去被纠正，然后在某那一天。
Help us to respond as we should, Lord, because in fact, we're looking forward to that great presentation day. We want to be there with our Savior and by the grace of God with others who helped us in the work of God and those we helped in the work of God.
盼望着那一天，在那一天我们可以互相给神上，向那些帮助过我们的，记着神的恩典，我们都要在神面前做一个完美礼物献给主耶稣。And
Lord, we just give thanks to you again now. We pray that you will bless us each one.
主啊，我们再次献上感恩，我们的祷告是您会赐福给我们每一个人。We
thank you in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you all again.
Thank you, Harold. Thank you.